You're listening to Lauren Aparca here on WLR. It's Tomás McCarthy here till 7 o'clock. Well, another hectic hurling weekend in store. Former Daisha boss Michael Ryan will look ahead to Limerick versus Waterford, as well as the other key games of the weekend. Former All-Ireland final referee Brian Gavin will give his thoughts on the major talking points from last weekend. And on a busy week for Waterford under-8 sides, we'll hear from under-20 hurling boss Gary O'Keefe, as well as minor managers Shane Ahern and Michael Flynn. But first,
Desi Hutchison comes up and picks up the crumbs. Good play by Desi, steadying himself. Ball on his stick. The number 13. Is it going to be unlucky for Desi today? Is it going to be looking back to Gleeson? Belly Gunner to Mount Sign. Gleeson on the sideline. Sent over the bar. What a point by Gleeson. Welcome back, Ozzy. Desi. Great finish from Ozzy.
Yeah, Kieran, again, Daisy, I thought overplayed it a small bit. I thought an old Tipperary team that he got all over the line, but massive score from Gleeson. You can hear the crowd's reaction, Kieran. Unbelievable.
Back to a 2-point game. 112 to 13 points. The VIPs making their way quickly into the seats after the tea.
Prawn sandwich, as we call him.
And the prawn sandwich. Bennett wins it now from the puck out. Bennett scoops it on. Jack Prendergast in space. Jack going forward on the 20. Jim Horn. Horn is an opposite to Kylie. Kylie does it. Goal! Bennett to Corn, and the under 20 star of Abbey side rocks the net at Keane's Road End. Corn are jumping up with joy. Waterford wanted a good start to the second half, Dan. Have we got it?
Yeah, brilliant work, Kieran. Again, Kieran O'Connor, he came from a bad shot, puck out, dispossessed. Bennett did brilliant work. Jack Pinder, brilliant ball, and Kylie for conference goal.
So Waterford give it out to Jack Fagan when they go short. Fagan opens it now to Kylie outside the 20. He's going to have a run at that defence. He's going forward. He's been pulled and dragged. Play on to the referee. Ball goes to John.
Goal!
What a finish for Waterford! Kylie had to help. Set it up for Desi. Back to the left. The Belly Gunner race delivers again, Danny.
Yeah, unbelievable, Kieran. Great work for Kylie. It's amazing what a goal does for young Kieran. I've been there confidence-wise by Kylie. Struggling the first few minutes the game came into. He's been the main player in the second half. Massive ball. Who Desi, who's been quite. Barra has done a great job. What a finish from Hutchison.
What a finish by Desi there. Set up by Kylie. Finished by the Belly Gunner race.
A lovely Hogan.
Hogan wins it. Gives the ball away to Patrick Curran in place. Takes himself. And he sends it over the bar. The icing on the cake comes from the man that deserved it. The Moon Tour. And the Dungarvan man makes no mistake. I'm sure his mum, Margaret, and dad, Pat, are somewhere in the stands.
This is the danger, Kieran.
72 and a half minutes. Is it, Dan. The long ball from Hogan. Dropping around the wall for D. They go high. The ball breaks. Who's first to react to it? O'Connor Gleeson. Oh, it's Daly is back there. Good play by Daly. Scoops in one hand. Good play. Out as far as Gleeson. Gleeson right down under. Now we have a chance. Now we have a chance to open the legs. Jamie Barron, three-time All-Star, shortens the grip. Sends a lovely ball inside to Desi. What's Desi going to do? Steadies himself over the shoulder and over the bar. Lovely hurling there. Jamie Barron, Desi Hutchison, a beauty from Desi.
Unreal, Kieran O'Connor. And there it is, lads.
The final whistle. It's all over. And Waterford defeat Tipperary. Get the championship off to a winning start. Shaky at half time, but it's not at full time. 2:24 to 2:20.
So after that thrilling 4-point win over Tipperary last weekend, as described there by Kieran O'Connor and Dan Shanahan, all roads lead to the Gaelic Grounds on Saturday night. It's the All-Ireland champions versus the league champions. It's Limerick versus Waterford. And of course, it'll be our George Corbett scored a big match here on WLR. Join Kieran O'Connor and Owen Murphy for live coverage from 6:45. To look ahead to another bumper hurling weekend, joining the line by former Daisha boss Michael Ryan. And firstly, Michael, what did you make of Waterford's display in Welsh Park last Sunday?
Look, I suppose, from my point of view, I thought last Sunday was all about winning the game, getting the result. No, I know people will say it was patchy in bits, and it was a funny kind of game, really. Started really well, went 4 points up, then gave away a poor goal and went 6 points down, and, you know, really responded well in the second half and put the game by the scruff of the neck. And yet Tipperary came back into it again. And, you know, really happy to win the game. And that was the most important part, that to win your home games, we all speak about that, but to win your first game of the championship is very, very important. We did that. And look, it might camp some of the hype has been around the county the whole thing has gone crazy. I couldn't understand the odds going into the game. Tipperary had 11 fellas who started last week who'd won all Ireland medals in the field play in 19 or 16. 11 players. We have only about 5 players in this county still alive who won all Ireland medals. And most, every one of those are over 82 years of age. So There's no reason in the world we should have been 1-3 favourites against Tipperary. So delighted to get the win and the result.
Do you think that excitement and anticipation around the team might have affected the performance in that first half, Michael?
Well, I can't say that, Tomás, because we started really, really well. And I suppose it's like everything else, you know, we had won the league, and, you know, so they were playing games practically every week. And I suppose the championship is a different story. Then Welsh Park, even though the pitch was in excellent condition, people say Welsh Park didn't suit Tipperary, wouldn't suit Waterford, but I wouldn't point to that. We have no excuses as regards the pitch. But no, it's very hard to perform every day you go out. And I think they played very well in the league final against Cork. They played really well in that match. So I suppose everybody expected them to win. I know Liam and the management team would have warned about that, but like, players are still beating the spectators and bookies odds and all that. So maybe we took a right off the ball a little bit. But at the end of the day, when they had to respond, they responded and played really well. Went on and won the match. So that's the most important thing, win the match.
You say there that championship is a different story, Michael. What did Liam Cahill learn about his team last Sunday?
Well, I suppose he learned that, first of all, I think he learned that you can't take your eye off the ball. Players can't take their eye off the ball. When the concentration level is under 100%, these things happen. But he also learned that when the chips were down, this group of players responded. You know, when they had to pull out of the bag, they did that. And even with a few minutes to go, when Tip came back to a point and had two or three bad wides, from their point of view, Waterford responded again and put 3 points on the board. So I think the character of the team was tested. His panel was further tested. And I suppose he did underline again the importance of people like Jamie Bam and Austin Deason to the team. But at least he had him on the bench to bring on. And they played a significant part. As did Ealer Daly as well when he came on. Those three players played a significant part in the victory. So, no, I think Pete, by and large, he'll be happy now.
You mentioned Austin Gleeson there, Michael. Like Liam Cahill said afterwards, that every sinner has a future in relation to Austin Gleeson. What did he bring when he entered the fray in that second half?
Well, he took the game by the scruff of the neck straight away. Sometimes when substitutes come on, it takes a while to get into the game. I mean, straight away he was on the ball, looking for the ball, shot over a pint, scored a great line ball, put another line ball into a Waterford player's hand, and he transferred it to, I think, went to Jamie Bond, eventually put it over the bar. So, look, he's a really good player. He's a top player, there's no doubt about that. And when he's on song, you know, he'll cause problems for any defence. And the biggest thing about him was straight away, both himself and Jamie Bond came onto the pitch and got involved in the games in a positive way straight away. That's a big plus, because that's not always easy to do.
If you were in Liam Cahill's shoes, Michael, would you start Jamie Barron on Saturday night or hold him in reserve again?
First of all, I want to be very clear that I'm in no way telling Liam Cahill what to do, because I think that management team are top notch. They'll know what to do. If it was my call, I probably wouldn't start him. You know, because that was his first game of hurling, I think, since the first week of October. That's about six months. So I wouldn't start him. But look, if Liam Cahill decides to start him, he knows more about it than I do. He's watching the training. We'll respect his decision. But if you're asking me, if it was my call, I wouldn't start them. But I certainly wouldn't criticise Liam or the management team if they do decide to start them. They know better than anybody else.
One player who's a nailed-on starter at the moment is Patrick Curran, Michael. He was picked as Sunday game man of the match. Why has he established himself in the first team at the moment?
Well, I suppose the thing about it is he's got a run of games on the team. And like, I mean, confidence still plays a huge part in the performance of any player. If you're hurling well, if you're getting regular games, you know, it plays a huge part. He was probably, first of all, his early days he came onto the team, he was probably played in the full forward line a little bit, you know. So I think it suits him better out the field, because he's a really, really good hurler. He can read the game very well, and he combines. He's a great team player as well, but and he can flash points over 70 or 80 yards. But I think the biggest thing of all is he's got a settled run on the team, his confidence is up. And when that happened, he was always going to be good, because you go back to his underage days, he was one of our best players. He's a top hurler, no doubt about that.
Waterford have lost a Munster final, an All-Ireland final, an All-Ireland semi-final to Limerick during Liam Cahill's time in charge. How important is Saturday night's game to Waterford, Michael?
Well, people are saying this is a free shot. I don't agree this is a free shot. I don't know a way to go about this. Like, for instance, if we were to lose that game and Cork were to beat Clare, Cork come to Welsh Park for our third game, I think that's right, they're our third opponents, and we're on 2 points each if we were to lose to Limerick. And, you know, and Cork might have a bit of momentum. So I think what's very important anyway on Saturday evening is the performance. You need to go up there and really play well and you know, and hurl really well and show we're capable, because at the end of the day, more times somebody beats you, the harder you'll find to turn it around. So performance is important. Ideally, I think it would be great to win the game. And there remains to be seen what kind of a team he'll pick. But I would imagine Waterford would go up with the intention of winning the game.
How can Waterford trouble this Limerick team, Michael, do you think?
Well, I was just actually doing a piece on Cork Radio the other night, and I was just thinking about it. Just, like last year, we went out to play Limerick, and we took them on physically. And, you know, and we did it very well for 20 minutes or 25 minutes. But the problem is, they're so big and so physical and so strong, eventually they wear you down. So, to me, and also then the other side of the coin was, when Cork played against them last weekend, Cork were going backwards and sidewards. And there was no incisive hurling from Cork. So I think you've got to move the ball really quickly. You've got to move the ball into space. Don't carry the ball into contact. But above all, you've got to play well. And you've got to believe you can do these things. You know, you've got to move the ball quick into space. And you've got to take your chances when they arise. But it's a very formidable test. But then again, that's what this championship is about. You know, the Munster Championship is the minefield. It's Liam will know more about his panel of players. Know more about his team, but I would certainly wouldn't get involved in a physical contest with him in so much as I could avoid it. I'd certainly try and move the ball.
There's going to be a couple of key battles all around the field, Michael. Like we saw, like the trouble that Noel McGrath caused the Waterford defence last time out. How will they cope with Keane Lynch on this occasion?
Well, I always feel that the centre back, my contention is the centre back can't go table the field. I think. You know, I would feel that if Keane Lynch drifts, he's got to be picked up. That space, that area has got to be closed down by the two midfielders and the two wing forwards. I'm sure Lee would be very well aware of that. So he is a problem. He's somebody called him the wizard of the well, Patrick's well. He certainly is the wizard. But then again, see, when you close down Keane Lynch, you know, Hegarty pops up, gets 3 or 4 points. They have good players in every line of the pitch. They have good players in every position. So it isn't just about closing down Keane Lynch, but we certainly can't, I would think, afford to send the centre back after them. Everybody else has got to close down the space. And if you give Limerick time and space, they'll eat you alive. And the other thing is, they always seem to come strong in the second half of games. And I suppose as teams get tired, they have the physicality. I mean, they have fellas playing that forward line, 6'4", 6'5". Kyle Hayes might be missing because I think there's a chance he has a hamstring injury. That would help our cause because he settled in really well in the forwards as well. No, it's not easy. It won't be simple. But I think every Waterford player should get off that bus above in Limerick and cross the white line with the pitch and relish that challenge and take it on because we are really good players. We have a really good team and we have a good backup as well. So don't be afraid of it, like. Don't be afraid of it. Go for it. Roll up your sleeves and use the ball really well. That's the part. And work savagely. But they will do that anyway because that's Liam's forte. Liam and Michael Bevis and the lads. Stephen shouldn't be forgotten at 20 pound as well because, you know, overall they have a really good management team there, so he'll be well aware of how to approach this game.
I want to ask you about another key man for Limerick, Dermot Burns. Michael, he was man of the match against Cork the last day. Is he the best long range free taker in the game right now?
Not alone is he probably the best long range free taker, but he's also capable of scoring 3 or 4 points of play. His striking of the ball is incredible. He's for a few years there, he was an unsung hero, but I think people have realised in the last 2 or 3 years what he is. He is incredible. I mean, he's like scored missiles. He's like radar. He's hitting points from 100 yards. He pops up. He reads the game well. He's unbeatable in the air. He gives good ball into the fouls. Yet when the chance pops up, he's able to take a score as well. So he's just a fantastic hole.
How do you see the game going on Saturday night, Michael?
Well, based on what we saw up to now, it's very hard to see one of them. It's very hard to say one of them going to beat Limerick. But look, the thing about this is, if Limerick were to drop by 10%, we had to come up by 5 or 6%, who knows? We certainly have a chance. I certainly would say we have a chance. I'd love to think we can win the game, but like, you know, looking from the outside in, it's hard to see Limerick be beaten at their own patch.
Looking at a couple of the other big games over the weekend, Michael, Tipperary entertained Clare in Semple Stadium on Sunday afternoon. Do you think Colm Bonner's men can reach the same intensity again?
Well, it is funny in Tipperary because, you know, I've met a few Tipperary people in the last few days and they seem to be almost congratulating themselves for playing so well. That's a bit of a change for Tipperary, though. I think, first of all, there's no question about this. This is a must-win game. They've got to win the game. They've already lost. They're 2 points down against one. Limerick are coming up down the track as well. It'll be hard to beat Limerick. I think they play Limerick away. But this is a must-win game for Tip. they have the benefit of a game behind them. We don't know much about Clare because it was their first match. The league was so-so for them. I wouldn't say it was spectacular. It was so-so. Fellas like John Conlon seem to go back to form again. And I don't know, is Peter Duggan going to be playing? There's a lot of good hurlers in Clare, but you'd have to fancy Tipperary on the basis that, you know, they could have won down in Welsh Park. They played really well. They found out a bit about themselves. And then Colin Bonner's point of view, you know, Tip have some really class forwards. I mean, Jake Morris at Cure, the full forward line, they're two dangerous players. They'll get scores against most teams. So I would give Tip the edge, but I'll say it again. If they want to stay in the championship, they have to win that game.
And Wexford versus Dublin is the big one in Leinster on Saturday evening in Wexford Park. Who do you fancy in this one, Michael?
Well, if you go back to last week, I mean, there was a lot of controversy about the refereeing decision, and maybe the referee shouldn't have overturned that free, shouldn't have, maybe shouldn't have. I mean, on the basis of the clock and different, but Galway can only have blamed themselves for losing that game. It was a typical Galway thing, you know. Galway almost have to be twice as good as the team to put them away. That game should be put to bed long before it. Wexford stayed in the game. And, you know, they got Lee Chin on the field. And there's a few players missing. McDonald was very good up front. And from Dublin's point of view, Dublin are struggling. I mean, if Donald Buck doesn't get 12 or 13 points, Dublin's tally will be very low. Most of those will probably come from threes. And you know, and Liam Rush, he was back on the panel for last week. He's not, the manager, Kenny, says he's not fully fit yet. So I think the game is on in Wexford Park. Is that right, Tomas? A home game for Wexford?
That's right, yeah.
And if it is a home game for Wexford, I mean, realistically, this is probably going to be the deciding game for to see who comes out of Leinster in third place. I think Kenny and Galway are probably going to end up in first. Kenny probably first, maybe Galway second. This is a crunch game for both teams. And on the basis that, you know, that they were that little bit better, or they played against better quality opposition last week, I'd probably give Wexford an nod, but I certainly wouldn't be putting the house on it.
Well, former Daisha boss Michael Ryan, thanks a million for your time this evening, and enjoy all the games over the weekend.
You're welcome, Tomas.
Line ball, Dan. Jeez, yeah, Kieran. 50 metres, Dan. Will he go for it?
Ah, Kieran.
Austin Gleeson, stand side, hitting into a
from
pack.
From right to left, Kieran.
Town end. In off the right upright, you said, Dan.
Told you, Kieran.
He did it. He's got it. And it's over the bar. Austin Gleeson, welcome back. We missed you. We're glad to have you back.
Seamus Paul, we pulled it down, Kieran.
Oh, a wedge, Dan.
When he says wedge, I know Kieran's a sandwich.
Now you're hurling. Lorna Porca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.